This example uses arguments to main and shows you how to actually use them in your program. It's quite simple. Again, you just declare those arguments, an int and an array to pointers to character, and then you just use it. For example, I can have a loop that goes through and prints them all out. So I'll have a for loop, which goes from 0 up through but not including argc. Argc is the number of arguments. I guess I forgot to make that clear on the previous slide, but it stands for argument count. Argv stands for argument vector. And for each of those, I will just send them as an argument to putS. putS prints out strings. And so argv sub I is a string. Now, at the moment, you're probably a little confused. You're thinking, now, wait a minute. You're telling me it's a string, but argv sub I is really a pointer to character. Well, I will unravel that mystery as the next few slides unfold. Turns out that the name of an array is just a pointer when you pass it to a function anyway. I think I actually mentioned that in a previous chapter, but now we're going to really learn what's going on here. Anyway, notice the output. It's interesting. What I'm typing in for my two parameters are hello and there. And the name of the program is echo. If you'll notice, the comment there had echo.c. You're probably wondering why I have the dot backslash there. This is in DOS, by the way. Well, the reason for that is because echo is a built-in command in DOS, and so it won't run my program if I just type echo. But if I type dot backslash echo, that tells the system to load the program in the current directory named echo. And notice that I get three strings as output. I get a full path name, d colon backslash tic, that's the name of the directory that I had all this stuff in, backslash echo.exe. That is the full file name of the executable file on my DOS platform. And so that is the first command line parameter, so the program name is also passed to you inside of your program itself. That's a nice feature. And then the next two, of course, are hello and there.